Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Can the areas surrounding cancerous tumors in the body help us better understand how the disease works? Marco Bizoffi, associate professor of biological sciences at Chapman University, has been studying field cancerization to widen the scope of how we treat cancer.
The term field cancerization denotes the presence of molecular aberrations in tissues that are adjacent to solid tumors. These aberrations can include genetic changes such as gene mutations or biochemical changes such as overexpression of growth factors and enzymes. It is important to note that these changes occur in phenotypically normal cells that are part of histologically normal tissues surrounding overt cancer lesions. In addition, these aberrations often affect entire tissue fields that are located inches away from the visible tumor margin. It is not entirely clear how such fields form. For example, the question of whether the tumor induces the field or whether the field gives rise to the tumor or both remains unanswered. However, regardless of the answer, both researchers and clinicians agree that field cancerization has important implications for the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. In oncology, the histological assessment of tissues by trained pathologists remains the gold standard of cancer diagnosis and prognosis. Field cancerized tissues are typically recognized as normal, which, for example, can lead to false negative biopsies and over-conservative surgical margins geared towards organ-sparing treatments. However, delayed treatment and/or left-behind field cancerized tissue may lead to tumor recurrences. Our research deals with studying markers of prostate field cancerization, a type of cancer newly diagnosed in 200,000 and killing 30,000 men in the United States every year. In particular, we are investigating molecular mechanisms or pathways of prostate field cancerization in human cell models. We also test distinct mediators of field cancerization for their value as accurate diagnostic biomarkers in human prostate tissues.
That was Marco Bizoffi of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Of water, 'cause my lips are chapped and faded, come on.